Racing Sports, Alex Steedman with us. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing good, Cozzy. What about you?
Fantastic. Big day of racing, the group racing in Brisbane and the Bostonian. That was a good win in the Kingsford Smith Cup.
Yeah, certainly was. He just loves Australia. He's unbeaten here from five starts. Did it pretty clinically as well for a Group 1 race. Parked in behind the speed and let down well inside the 300 metres when he got clear. Ran an overall and final 600 metre time inside standard. Recorded a time form rating of 118. He goes for the Stradbroke Handicap next. The last horse to claim the BTC Cup Stradbroke Handicap was Thorn Park in 2004. Trekking, he was nice in third. Dubious, he was excellent running fifth against the older horses. Would I want to be on any of them to turn the tables on the Bostonian in the Stradbroke? Probably not. Tony Pike just has him flying. Should be peaking for the Stradbroke third run from a spell. I've seen a whole bunch of press this morning about him getting hit with weight and carrying 57 kilos. I don't think it's going to stop him. He's just going to be timed to the minute third up. He's a $6 favourite for the race at the moment and not a bad bet because looks the only genuine weight for age horse in the race at this stage, Cozzy.
Yeah, and Dubious was a good run for a baby, wasn't it?
It was fantastic. I'm curious to see where he goes next. I had a look at the JJ Atkins market and he's not there. So I guess maybe he's going to the Stradbroke as well.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see where he goes. It was a good effort, very tough for the babies against Open Company. The Fred Best Classic Military Zone was a good run because it got back and had to come wide.
Yeah, not as far back as what he usually gets. And so he showed what he could do when he doesn't have to spot the leaders 6 to 8 lengths on straightening. He's got a superb turn of foot, and when he doesn't have to attempt to defy the laws of physics in the straight, he can land a pretty swift winning blow with that turn of foot. We assessed the run at 109. It's the same figure he ran to when winning the Hawkesbury Guineas 2 starts ago. And that Hawkesbury Guineas, he follows in the footsteps of other Hawkesbury Guineas winners who go on and make the presence felt in Queensland during the winter. Najum, Spill the Beans and Sambro, they're the latest ones. Sounds like he's off to the spelling paddock, apparently, and I was honestly surprised to hear that. He's only had 4 runs this prep, and there are so many suitable options for him. There was a lot of talk post-race about the Stradbroke Handicap, but I would have been inclined to head to the Queensland Guineas with him on the same day. The fillies who place behind him, Baccarat Baby and Chrome, they can go to a race like the Dane Ripper in 2 weeks, or maybe the Eyeliner at Ipswich a week after that. Yeah, the Brisbane Winter Carnival is certainly not void of good options for sprinting fillies and mares over the winter.
I did have to smile. The Premier's Cup, you blink and look and think, hang on a minute, purple and white halves and a grey horse, Gunsin's back. But it was the Candyman.
Yeah, look, the Candyman saved ground the whole way. And that was obviously going to help a lot in the closing stages. Unsurprising, it was a career best figure for him. Ran to a time form rating of 104. The Brisbane Cup is next for him, certainly another step up, but he's winning. He's a winner, so he can certainly make his presence felt. That said, I'd personally be backing the runner-up Harrapaw to turn the tables on him. He's looked great in both his Queensland runs this prep. He's going to get a weight swing off the Candyman as well. And also worth noting that 3 of the last 4 winners of the Brisbane Cup, they placed in this race as their final lead-up. So that certainly bodes well for Harrapaw and Igrain in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, the size was interesting. Strasbourg, great effort. And Accession was a good run. It got held up about the 300 there just for a bit.
Yeah, strong performance by Strasbourg and Accession. Strasbourg ran to a time form rating of 112. And it's the highest figure run to by a colt in the race since Time for War beat Brazen Bow in 2014. It sounds like Connections will pay the late entry fee for the JJ Atkins. Sizzling in 2012 was the last to claim the size produce JJ Atkins double. This bloke, he's $9 for JJ Atkins. And of those who are high in betting for the race, he's the one that I'd want to be on. Looks like the penny has finally dropped with him. And he'd go into the race off a career high, whereas Accession and Sazazlan, they've perhaps plateaued a little bit in terms of their performance ratings. It's been a long time since Peter Snowden has won a JJ Atkins. Benfica in 2011, he was the last success. And that's a long time for such a noted 2-year-old trainer in Peter Snowden. So perhaps the drought might be broken in 2 weeks' time, Cozzy.
Yeah, looking at another winner there, Order Again. He didn't look like he was going to win that Lord Mayor's Cup for a while on the straight. Just took a while to get out. But then once he saw daylight, gee, let down and went to the wire, Will.
Yeah, and all that he had in front of him was Tom Melvin. So, yeah, this was his best career win since claiming the Grand Prix Stakes on this day 12 months ago. 109 was the figure that we've landed on. It's the same rating he produced winning that Grand Prix Stakes 12 months ago. They want to run him in the Stradbroke next. I'd suggest he probably won't get a run, but the Wayne Wilson on the same day over this trip will likely be his next start and certainly a good consolation. Strawberry Boy for Stingo in 2015 was the last horse to claim the Lord Mayor's Cup Wayne Wilson double. Outside Order Again, Tom Melvin, he was Tom Melvin. And while Order Again's hopeful of running the Stradbroke Handicap, I think Tom Melvin, he'll definitely get a start in the Stradbroke Handicap. And look, he's certainly capable of filling a minor placing in the race.
Well, second at least, you'd think.
Yeah, of course.
Good old Tom, he's a beauty. Now, the Grand Prix, fun fact, beat the very consistent Angel of Heaven.
Yeah, let's throw out, kicked and kept rolling. Ran to a time form rating of 104 and in the process shot into Derby calculations in 2 weeks' time. Hawkesbury, he was the last to claim the Grand Prix Stakes Queensland Derby double. And Angel of Heaven, excellent late second. She won't look out of place in the Queensland Oaks next Saturday. Duchess of Lennox, still my lean there in the Queensland Oaks at $8. She was good last Saturday in Brisbane against the older horses behind Fighting Tio. And Nobu, who beat her the run prior, he also franked the form over the weekend as well. Yeah, winning down in Sydney, and you'd think that he'd be fast-tracked up to Brisbane in 2 weeks' time after that. So it'll be interesting to see how the form lines pan out in both the Oaks and the Queensland Derby over the coming week, Sean.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned Hawkesbury. I think I saw he got sold to Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's something that I wasn't aware of.
Yeah, I know, Hawkshot, I'm thinking, no, it's a different horse. No, Hawkshot, similar name. Hawkshot is the one who's been sold to Hong Kong. Yeah, he's gone there. So what was the standout for you for the weekend, Alex?
I think the standout for mine would have to be Strasbourg, just with the fact that the $9 is held up for him in the JJ Atkins. Reading into it, it sounds like he's almost a certainty to be a late nom in that JJ Atkins. So I assume once that happens, he's not going to be $9.
Yeah, definitely. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Cozzy.